Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord, how I got over, how you got over. This is Vanessa Bill, the head bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, I played this song, so it's a good song, how I got over. You wonder, you know about the grace of God. What for God's goodness and for God's mercy, you wouldn't even be here. What for God's goodness and what for his mercy. You would be even tuning me in right now. Yeah, you wonder how you got home. Because you've been sick. You've been going through. You've been through a lot. And, and by the grace of God on it, by the grace of God, you are alive today. In the name of Jesus. Yes. This time, you look back and wonder, Lord, how did I get over? I look back on my life, Lord, by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God did I make it. Only by the grace of God, I'm talking to you right now. Only by the grace of God, I'm in the land of the living. Only by the grace of God. Yes, yes, yes. This is Van Better Harris. Yes, I am. Come to you from Memphis, Tennessee, the City of Prosperity Broadcast. If you need prayer, you can call. I'm online right now, 347-850-1971. Before I get started, I do not own the music you are hearing. I do not own the copyright to any of this music that I am playing. But I do thank God I'm able to play it. This just helped the program go along. It helped with the program. My Lord, I'm on from every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I tell you, by the grace of God, I've been on this long and have come on this many times. But I give God the honor, give God the praise, I give God the glory, everything to the Lord. No, 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 I, no, you, no, me, no up, no down, no whatever. By the grace of God, I'm on this broadcast right now. I'm not in the clip. I'm not in that special clip that all those the missionaries in and the ministers in, you know, you're well known and you're in that clique, you know, oh, Sister So-and-so, Pastor So-and-so, glad to see you today. Come on up front. I'm not in that clique. I'm just unknown, but I'm not unknown to the Lord. I'm just a little nobody, but I'm somebody in God. Nobody. Walking in the door, walking in the room, nobody know me from Adam House, Cat. No, nothing special. They don't know me, but God know me, and I'm on the ass, just like I'm known, just like people been knowing me all my life, like I'm in that important family, you know, the well-known family, the well-known that everybody know their last name, you know, it's familiar. Nobody's familiar with my name, praise the Lord. But I thank the Lord, he is familiar with my name. And I thank God, he's going to show you. God take a look, somebody, nobody know. Nobody know it. Nobody know that person, you know, and put you on the air. You know, you don't get the break that some people get. You know, what? You have to pray your way through. I pray my way through. I prayed my way on this broadcast. I prayed my way through this for this ministry. I prayed my way through this ministry. I prayed my way through this ministry. I prayed it through. I prayed to see the prosperity through. I gave birth to the seed of prosperity. I gave birth. I mean, when I said a zero, I was at a zero. I was at a zero. I was at a zero. But I prayed my way through. God dropped this in my lap, shocked me. And if it shocked me, it shocked those that were that I told out that I was going on. The Lord told me to give me a broadcast. I say that to say this. God take the unknown, and he gonna raise up the one been downtrodden on and been beat, been put on the neck. Been talked down, pushed down, and have been a son down. Those are one the Lord in these last days, he raising them up. Those that have held on to God unchanging hand, God is raising these people up. And you know one thing about it, that's enough to move everybody. You can't reach everybody. You cannot reach everybody. That's why God got different ones. He got people. You know, you reach this group of people, and the other person reach those group of people. You can't reach everybody. That's our problem. You can't preach to everybody. Just preach to the one that God has assigned to your hand. Take care of your people, the one that God has said, these are your people. You minister to them. You preach to them. You pray for them. Don't pray for everybody. You just one person? No. God got people everywhere. All over the world. The Lord got people. My Lord. Yeah, this is Evangelist Brother Harris. Yes, I'm this. Yes. Life is short. Life is so short. But I'm talking today, but my topic today is I'm dealing with the homeless. I'm praying for the homeless today. I'm dealing with the homeless. The homeless. That's the topic that the Lord gave me. Deal with the homeless. Talk, pray about the homeless. What he gave me. Some of us step away from being homeless ourselves. We know where we have been, but we do not know where we are going. Think about that. You know where you've been. Oh, you haven't been homeless. Oh, you're up today, you know. Big wheel, driving a fine car, living a fine home, got night, and your marriage, you know, together. And you wouldn't think about being homeless. No, not you. Mm-mm. Homeless is full of things from your mind. But you know where you've been. But you don't know where you're going. A lot of people thought they wouldn't be homeless today. They are homeless. They're homeless. They are homeless. I'm not talking about just ordinary people that you see on the street, you know, and people don't have a compassion for them. And I know a lot of people homeless, and you see them on the street, And they running a scam. I know they do. They run a scam. They run a scam. People run a scam on you, you got a kind heart, you give, you know. But I'm talking about the one that really homeless. There's some people that out there on the street, they are really homeless. They don't know where to go. You know, some of these homeless people, they got mental problems and a lot of issues. They got a lot of issues. But there aren't that room for the homeless people. You think y'all doesn't love the homeless people? You know, we turn our nose up at the homeless people. You don't have to turn your nose up. You can have compassion and pray for them. You all turn your nose and don't have compassion. Have compassion. Say a prayer. When you see the homeless people on the street, or people just be put out those and the stuff is still out those, pray for them. If you pass down the street and all this stuff out on the street, pray for that person. You all don't even pray. Ooh, look at that. Yeah, look, some of y'all, what some of y'all would do, would stop by and get some of that stuff and steal that stuff that they have sit out that have been sit out in the street. People would do that. They would steal your stuff, and I think it's a crying issue. You steal people's stuff that have been put out, and they would stop by and steal the stuff, steal it. Think it's a crying issue. They need to be put in jail. Steal that stuff off the street. You can't do nothing about it, but can't you pray? And feel sorry for them. But no, you steal it from them. And you know if they put you out, you know if they put them out, you know if they put them out on the street, they don't have anywhere to go. They got to find somewhere to put this, get somewhere to put this stuff. You don't know what reason why they've been put out. I know one reason they haven't paid their rent or they haven't paid their house note. They have been the houses have gone into foreclosure. It's a lot of reason. But don't they? Well, you can pray. If you can't do nothing else, you can pray. You can have compassion. You can do that. Jesus has compassion. We don't have to live with just a sinner that I'm saved. We can live. Let us just deal with the Christian folks. They're supposed to know Jesus. You can have compassion. How many times you have prayed for the homeless people? I ain't giving my money. You pray for them. Keep on going. No, you won't even say a prayer for them. My Lord, you won't even say a prayer for them. My God, my God. You haven't been with the homeless people. Need somebody to pray for them and have compassion for them. Because it could be you. Don't you care about the way things are now? You never know what's going on. You don't know what you're going to hear. You don't know what you're going to come to. Got to take it easy. Don't put your nose up in the air. Got your nose all up in the air. Some people in bad shape right now. They thought they'd never be in that shape. But they are. They are. Don't have a place to stay. And sometimes some women are shacking up with some men right now. So they didn't have a place to stay. They were put out. And didn't have a place to stay. And nowhere to go. Oh, yeah. And someone got children. Oh, yeah. We're in this and that. We always can say, well, can't you do this and can't you do that? What you doing? No, instead of talking so much, just pray. Just pray. And you don't know what the Lord leads you to do. We're always running our mouth. We run our mouth all the time. Run out of mouth. These folks, and that, it's bad. You don't know why they're out on the street, losing their home. So losing their home, some people sleeping in their cars. Some people, they sleep in the car, nowhere to go. On the street, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. You know, it's bad. And St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Look, God love you. God love you. He loved the homeless like he loved the rich. He loved the homeless just like he loved you in your nice house and got food on your table and a roof over your head. He loved the homeless just like he loved you. We all in this thing together. You don't even try to do it. Do what you can for the homeless. Put in my blanket. You know they outside and it's cold. Especially when it's cold, buy a blanket and give it to them. You know what I'm talking about? Those that really need help, really cold. You know, yeah, it's some scammers out there. Yeah, I've been scammed a couple of times. You know, but that's all right. Sometimes you have to be scammed in order that you won't miss the one that really need help. Sometimes we got to be scammed. I'd rather be scammed and make sure that I don't miss the one that God really want me to help. That really are homeless and really need help. That they're cheering out there. Nowhere to go. And we got more than enough. You got a closet for the shoes, closet for the clothes, and everything. And then you got money in your pocket. You go to the game. You want to go down on Beale Street. The Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. You want to party. Well, this and that. Oh, we got to be careful. We got to have compassion. Jesus had compassion for the homeless. He had compassion for the sick. He has compassion for those that are down and out. We don't have compassion. We got to turn our nose up. But be careful how you turn your nose up. Well, you might be on your feet today, tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen. Thing changed in a split second. The homeless. Yeah, I'm dealing with the homeless. Paying for the homeless. Yeah. The homeless. They need it. How many of you are praying for the homeless? Instead of talking. Oh, we can talk. Yeah, we can talk. Homeless. John 3:16. God loves his people. He so loved the world. That means everybody. All right. This is Best Better Hair, but you see the Prosperity Broadcast. Yeah, another thing. The homeless. Deal with the homeless. Praying for the homeless. Pray for their mind. Pray that they get themselves together. Pray that God save them. I have to be worried about the homeless because he wouldn't put it on my mind to talk about the homeless over the airways. Nah. Yeah, the homeless. Oh, my. Yes, Lord. They're going through. You don't know why. And then some of them, the children and parents, some of the people praying for their loved one, and then they don't know where they are. They're out on the street, don't know how they're faring. We got to be careful, you know. People praying for the loved one, and some of the homeless people, they loved ones, wherever, how they, where are they? Haven't heard from them. They're out on the street. My God. Yeah, they worry. Some of these, they worry about them. Like I said, and like you know, some of these home people, they got many issues. They mental. They mind. Sometimes they got so much on the old bad drugs, they mind bad. Some are on drugs, yeah, they are. They're homeless. I know they got the old drugs. That's another issue, too. But can't you pray for them? Can't you have compassion for them? I don't care how they got on that. Can't you pray? For God to save them, for God to deliver them from their condition. We can do that. If we don't have any money, we can pray and have compassion. That doesn't hurt anybody. Pray and have compassion for the homeless. Pray and have compassion for them. Say a prayer for them, you see them on the street. You don't want to give them any money, it's okay, but pray for them. Say a prayer up. That's what you can do. Yeah, that's what you do, and that's what you haven't been doing, my Lord. But you know that man, he be on the corner all the time. I see him on this corner. Okay, you talk about you see him on the corner all the time. Do you pray? Have you prayed for God to deliver them off the corner? Then if they running a scam, pray to God save them. My God, great things right now. Oh my Lord, you gonna have a son. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say,
says.
God has spoken. The church say, amen.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Mr. Chester, amen. I'm good with praying for the homeless. Praying for the homeless. How many times do you pray for the homeless instead of talk? So y'all run your mouth all the time talking about and talk. Don't pray. You know, we talk too much and don't pray enough. We talk more than what we need to be talking about. You know, just think about your own life. Think about your own family. Some of y'all might have a loved one out on the street homeless. You don't want all them jewels. Yeah, they don't do it. You got to pray for them. How many times do you pray for them? Well, I done prayed. Keep on praying. I done prayed for them, you know. Pray. pray. That was God telling her. You pray. God would do the God let God do the work. You just pray. Yeah, they on drugs. Yeah, they on drugs. Some of them on drugs. That's why they're homeless now. They haven't been on drugs. And you have to pull them out because they steal everything you got. You got to. Well, you know, look, you got to. You put these drug addicts, these mama, the love their son sold on them. They would steal everything you got. You have to pull them out. Yes, you're right. Pull them out. You hate to do it, but you won't have nothing. You be out on the street yourself. You got to use some tough love. Let the Lord use and guide you. Let the Lord direct you. Yeah, you got to. Because they would steal everything you got. We just got to face facts. Put them out and pray for them. Yeah. That's why some of them out on the street, they don't need drugs. That's why some of these dollars are prostituting right now on drugs. You got to put them out, but you got to pray for them. Don't stop you from praying for them. You got to pray for them. You got to pray for them. Okay. In St. Luke 6:17, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. St. Luke 6:37. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. You know, we all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. You know, yeah, they don't judge, but what have you done? you might not be dealing with drugs, but you got other things you need to ask the Lord to forgive you. You know, check yourself first. Saying, they on drugs. And they prostitute the woman, the lady, the daughter prostitute. But what you doing? Yeah, that's wrong, but what the wrong you doing? How much wrong you doing? Let us all get right. Let us all, excuse me, like to point finger. Check your life. Before we point out a finger, check your life. Check your life. See what you doing. And you know what you do? And you know how you hold up? Hold it up to the Lord. And see what the Lord said. We're so busy. Yeah, they old goods and stuff now, homeless and this and that, and they don't need to be like that and yang, yang, yang. But check yourself. People like to talk, but check yourself before you talk all the time. Check what you're doing. Check how you're living compared to what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. First thing, Lord, before I pray, if I've done any wrong, Lord, you forgive me. Search my heart, Lord. If anything not like right, you take it out right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when I come and say, I want to pray, Lord, but I want to pray to get through over these airways, Lord. If I've done anything, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. If I misused somebody, if I talked wrong to somebody, if I went the wrong way, Lord, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, of whatever. Whatever sin I have committed, you forgive me right now, Lord. I want to be right before I only say I want to be right, Lord. When I pray, I want to be right, Lord. You forgive me, you can forgive me. Clean, if my heart not right, clean my heart. Clean my heart. Clean my heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want the prayer to go through that they're gonna heal and deliver and set people free. Lord, I want people to feel the anointing as I begin to pray, Lord. I want them to feel your power. I want them to feel you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I want them to feel you. Higher. Not see. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. And first thing, before I get too far in my prayer, bless my pastor. Bless him, Lord. Bless my pastor. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his wife in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give him holy boldness. Raise him up higher in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the homeless people, Father. In the name of Jesus, so many people are homeless. Homeless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Make a way for them, Lord. Make a way for them. Make a way for them, Lord. Oh, heal their bodies. Some of them sick in their body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal their body, Lord, and I see in the name of Jesus. Comfort their heart, Lord, and they're on the street corner, and they're under the bridges, Lord, as they're under the bar out, Father. in the name of Jesus. As it rain on them, Lord. As the snow fall on them, Lord. Oh, God. Shield and protect them, Lord. Oh, let them find shelter somewhere. Let them find a shelter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them find a shelter, Lord. Hiya, in the name of Jesus. Let them find somewhere to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. On the sound of my voice, Lord. Touch and deliver and set free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to stay in their heart, stay in their mind, and give them a mind. Get in the mind, Lord. Fill the mind. In the name of Jesus. Touch the mind, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Touch the mind. Touch the mind. Touch the body, Lord. Oh, send them back. Send them back home, Lord. Whole. Send them back home. Save, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, get the mind. Get the mind. Oh, get hold to the mind, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch him from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, Lord. And I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If any sick among them, Lord, heal their body. Whatever their condition, heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send them home. Send them home, Father. Send them home, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Send them home, Lord. Ho, 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 Father. In the name of Jesus. Repent. Let them repent to you, Lord. Repent. Give their heart to you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let them give their heart to you, Lord. You're right there. You're right there to deliver them. You're right there. You're right there, Lord. Right there by his side, Lord. You have not leave. You have not left them. You have not forsaken him, Lord. Let them reach out to you, Lord. If you reach out to you, Lord, you're going to reach out to them in the name of Jesus. You're going to reach out to them, Lord. You're reaching out right now. You just want them to say yes. You want them to say yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You want them to let you in their heart in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes. Oh, my Lord. I'm dealing with the homeless. My Lord, there's so many homeless. He is the light. My Lord. Get on slow, get to me.
There comes a time in everybody's life when you're troubled. Don't know what to do. Put Jesus by your side and let him be your guide. He's the one to hold on to. He'll be the light of the world.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, this event's better have from you from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm dealing with the homeless, Do you know, any of your loved ones homeless? Out those on the street don't know where they are? My Lord, so many of them. The mothers crying, praying that their daughter and their son come back home. They out there on the street, don't know where they are. They're on jewelry. Oh, God. Oh, the mama heart is aching. The daddy heart aching. The loved one heart aching. The loved one out on the street. My Lord, more than the Lord out on the street don't know how they're doing. Don't know what don't know where they are. My God. My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's a bitter pill to swallow. It's a bitter pill to swallow. It's a bitter pill to swallow. You love one out on the street corner. When it's cold, you wonder how they doing out there. And when it's hot, you wonder how they doing. Oh, God. Yo. You got to have, if you don't have compassion, honey, you ask God to come in because something wrong somewhere. You got to have compassion that your loved one. You know, they brought on and said, I don't care what they did. You know, you try to justify, but they brought on themselves, this and that. But can't you pray and have compassion for them? Can't you pray for them? Can't you pray for them? Don't know why they're out there. Yeah, they might have gotten mad and sold your stuff. You have to put them out. I know. Some situation, you have to put them out. Can't you pray for them? I do deliver them. Can't you pray and have compassion? Don't just turn your head against them or turn your head another way. Oh, God. We got to have compassion. Jesus had compassion. He has compassion. What about us? What about you? Have you done everything right? You want God to have compassion for you? You don't want God to do something, stop your blessing, put you out? Have compassion and pray. That's all we ask. Have compassion and pray. My Lord, my Lord, my God, my God. What is that? John 17. Oh, no, St. Luke 17, the third and the fourth verse. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sin against you, rebuke them. And if they repent for them, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times, come back to you saying, I repent. You must forgive them. A lot of times, these loved ones are all, yeah, I know, sister and brother get into it, and you get mad, and, oh, I don't care this and that. Oh, my God. Yeah, some of them hold grudge in your heart. I don't care what happened to them. Oh, no. You can't talk about that. You got to forgive. I don't care what he did to you or what they did to you. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. God see you, God see you, God see you, and God hear you. You got to forgive. My God, my God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. We want God to forgive us. Everything we do, we want the Lord to have compassion on us. Yeah, we want God to always listen to our cry, always have compassion on us. Well, who do you have compassion on? Who do you pray for? When you want God to always bless you all the time. Ooh, want God to always get down on you. Want God to protect your family, protect you, your blessing. But what about somebody else? Oh, but yet, and he bless you because God just to give the love of God because you have lived so right. You living so right that he blessing you. But yet that homeless person, Oh, listen, that you got all kind of yang against those homeless people. What about you? We all need to straighten out and step up. We all need to repent daily. Whatever, we need to repent day by day. How much do you repent to the Lord? Day by day. You done something, said something you shouldn't have been saying or talking about somebody. Even your thoughts. Sometimes we can have the wrong thought. It's time to get right. Yeah, I'm dealing with the homeless people. Yeah, you need to, they need praying for. They need to have compassion for. Have compassion. And you worry about that little nickel and dime you give them, that little $1 or $2. What is that $1 or $2? And somebody, I ain't giving nothing. I ain't getting my money. Okay. But you think you buy potato chips and stuff you already fat as you can be, ice cream that you don't need, potato chips you don't need, cookies that you don't need. Let's keep it real. You overweight as it is, you're still eating. But yeah, you're going to grow that $1 or $2 you give to that homeless person. I need my money. No, you need to stop buying them potato chips and cookies. That you need to do. All that salt. You get, eat all that, eat, buying all that. All that, buying that salt, sodium and stuff in this food you eat just about. You know, we don't eat right like we should. We eat all this food, all that salt and sodium in it. And that's why some of y'all got blood pressure right now. Your ankle swelling because you all that salt you've been eating. And then you're talking about the homeless people, you know, and don't want to give them a dollar too. I'm not talking about. Yeah, some of them alone out there, a lot of them, and I'm going to say that till this broadcast go off today. Yeah, they ran scams. Some of them are running scams. But, so you can make sure you do get the one that's not running a scam. Sometimes you will be scammed. But how you know? Let the, you know, the Lord lead you. And sometimes the Lord lead you. Well, and sometimes we don't hear the voice of the Lord anyway because we don't want to give money anyway. We don't want to get off in the church. You know, we run around. What they said one time, they used to say, what they still say is, you wear, some people wear their mink coats and stuff. You think they have something that gets the tight and stinging and go around the offense plate and the tie plate. And then you want, they put a dollar or two in there and got a fine mink coat on riding in a Mercedes and gets the tight as I don't know what. Oh, my God. I guess they said that's why they tight. I don't care. You ride by them folks with your head up in the air. My God, my God. You think they all gonna see you like that riding your head all up there? Yeah, you can help us be riding by them, so they're on the corner. But you don't have to have your head all up in there. You don't have to have your head and say, oh, look at that, my God, look at that, with your nose all turned up. Let's be for real. God don't turn his nose up at us like that. Yeah, he hates sin. He ain't sin. I know he ain't sin. But, you know, compassion. But he has compassion. My God. He has compassion. Oh, Lord. It's something. What in Luke 6:37? Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. We need to check our own self. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. We need to check this way of life. My God. Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord. Let's pray enough. We're going to have another shot down the street.
But we get up. We fall down. But we get up. We fall down. But we get up. Oh, yeah. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that
we fall down,
overnight,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
Get up.
Yeah,
we fall down.
Oh my,
up,
we get back up again.
For a saint is just
a sinner. Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
stay now.
But
we get back up again.
We
fall down sometimes, but we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For the
we get back.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, this is Mansion Better Have by Memphis, Tennessee. Right to Mansion Better Have. My Lord, from Memphis, Tennessee. You can call Better Have, but one thing about it, pray for your Mansion Better Have. Shoot, just pray for me. My God, my God. Right to Post Office Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee. Dear Prosperity, I ask Mansion Better Have. And listen to me, Ed. You listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, put me up and say See the Prosperity and put up See the Prosperity. Google me, See the Prosperity, my name on the internet. Lord, I'm moving on up to the east side. I'm on the internet. My name on the internet. See the Prosperity on the internet. Yes, Lord, you can put me up. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I'm on the internet. The big wide internet, the whole internet. I'm on it. My God. Yes, pull me up. All the topics I've said is on the internet. And then, you know, I don't pray. Maybe some prayer I don't hit. Your condition, after you put me on the internet, you keep on listening to me. I don't only hit those conditions that you have. Is that problem, I don't hit that problem. Or is the Holy Ghost going to hit you? Holy Ghost gonna touch you. He gonna stir the mind, stir the heart. He gonna heal. See, let the Holy Ghost through. Whatever I don't know what your conditions are. I don't know what you're going through, but the Holy Ghost know. I'm gonna let the Holy Ghost do it. Holy Ghost gonna do it. He gonna heal. You know, you don't. I don't know your condition, but you know, when the Holy Ghost is moving, reach up. When the Spirit is moving, reach up and get your blessing. When the Lord is moving, reach up. My. When he touched that body, he know how, you know exactly where the ailment is healed. He know exactly what you're going through. He know exactly what your family going through. He know exactly what the children going through with and what you're going through with your children on drugs and everything. He know exactly. He know. That's why pray on the anointing. I want to pray on the anointing. I don't want to pray in self. It won't do you. It won't do any good. But I want to pray. Oh, when I want to pray that the devil would tremble. I want to pray, and we're gonna pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I come to you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray, to pray, to pray. Oh, God, pray. You know those conditions out there. You know what people are going through with, in the name of Jesus. Touch their body. Touch their mind. In-laws. Touch in-laws. Oh, Lord, in-laws, Father. Touch in-laws. Have my praise on in-laws. Lord, you gave me in-laws. Move on in-laws. In-laws, Father. Move in those problems. The married couple having in-laws problem. In-laws. Get in the midst of that. Get in the midst of those in-laws problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Move on in-laws. In-laws. The in-laws. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch, Lord. Touch. Raise down the bow down head. Wipe the tears from the eyes, Lord. The in-laws problem. In-laws. Name of Jesus. My God, my God. Oh, move in those situations. Those situations on the in-laws, in-laws problem. Name of Jesus. Touch the in-laws. Oh, God, move in those situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place between marriage couple. Oh, where they have a heart of stone, make a heart of love. Heart of stone, make a heart of love. Name of Jesus. In-laws, in-laws. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In-laws, in-laws, in the name of Jesus. Church, get in the midst of those in-laws' problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. Get in the midst of those different marriages to have an in-laws' problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. And they don't know what to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In-laws right in the midst of that marriage, Father. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus, that take over spirit in the name of Jesus. Division, division, division. Oh, God, bring peace. And bring harmony in that marriage, in the marriage where the in-laws in the midst of it, where the in-laws in the midst of it, Father. Get a hold to the in-laws. Touch the hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. On the hot seat. In the hot soul. In-laws, Father. On the hot soul. In the name of Jesus. On the hot. In-laws, Father. In-laws. On the hot seat. In the hot soul. In the name of Jesus. In-laws, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. It's something. In-laws' problems can be a problem.
Don't wait till the battle is over. You can shout right now. Hallelujah. We're going to take it back on y'all.
Because you know
you're gonna win.
Don't wait, don't wait.
yes, Lord. I'm going to wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Yes, yes, yes. We got this. Shout it out. We don't praise the Lord enough. Because we're down and out on our head. You know, the devil wants you to rehearse your bow down here and pit aside for yourself. Praise the Lord. Go crazy with us. Yes, some of us need that crazy praise. Just go crazy. Need to be, but get by yourself. Time. Get by yourself. Just start praying the Lord until you start feeling it. Just start thanking the Lord. Just thank Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Bless your name, aren't you? Let the Holy Ghost come in. Get you in the Holy Ghost. My Lord. The devil doesn't want you to praise the Lord. Don't want you to thank the Lord. Oh, he wants you to cry. And cry. Be inside for yourself. Put that on the piece of the Lord. I thank you. Yeah. No matter how sick you are, what you're going through, so Lord, I thank you. And he wants you to praise it. So the Lord got your back. The Lord always got you. The Lord got our back. No matter how hard to see, the Lord got you. He got you. My Lord, give it to the Lord. Let the Lord handle it. You kind of work it out. Like you trying to work it out, you know, and figure it out. He already done working out. You know, we always like to do God's work. I did it with homeless people. Why would I do God's work? And it's too much for us. That's why so many shipwrecks, so many problems. So we have done it out. We had dipping, dapping and stuff instead of letting the Lord have it. But you, what they say, you put it on the altar, then you take it out, off. You go back, you lay it back on the altar, then you take it back. You got to let it stay on the altar. What you got to lose? You got something to gain. Let it stay on the altar. Something you say you prayed too long. Keep on praying. Look how long Abraham prayed for that son. Abraham, he prayed for that son, but he finally got that son. He finally got that son. He and Saber got that son. Yeah, he got that son. He prayed. See, some things, God don't, sometimes, and some things, God tell you. You just have to wait on it. He done told you. Well, it's taking so long. That's why the shipwreck. That's why I made shipwreck. We get too impatient. If God said it, well, what's the problem? Well, wait on it. Go through. Look, it's a difference between what the Lord promised you, and then when that promise comes to pass, you got to get the in between. I know the in between. That's when the enemy fights you with everything he got. The in-between. Yeah, God done promised you that, but there's an in-between, and then that's a result. I know from experience, it's the in-between, the way when the enemy fights you. The in-between. I have to stand on his word, stand on it. You have to learn how to do praising, get in his word, talk to him. Let the Lord talk to you. And sometimes we talk too much, God wants us to be still and let him and listen to the Lord. And listen to him, but we did not run our mouth so much. Listen, God talked to you, but you know what? We won't listen, so we won't be quiet enough for God, for us to hear his voice. We listen to everybody else with the Lord. Everybody else with God. I'm dealing with the homeless. I'm still dealing with the homeless. Dealing with the homeless. This is the homeless day. This is the homeless Sunday. Dealing with the homeless. No, y'all had not forgotten the homeless. He wants to pray for the homeless. He wants to pray for the homeless. Have compassion for the homeless. Just have compassion for them. Pray for them. My Lord, my Lord. We're going to pray, Lord. We're going to pray. Lord, so much sickness. Jesus. Got all kinds of sickness, all kinds of problems, all kinds of ailments. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Lung problem, Lord, that breathing. People having trouble trying to breathe. Bronchitis, Lord. They got lung, clear the lungs up so they can breathe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this silence problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this silence problem. The nose all stop up. Unstop the nose and the nostril, Father, in the name of Jesus. Running eyes, dry the running eyes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, the heart, see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, besides the heart problem, the heart, Lord. and just a heart failure. Heal and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. I see, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bronchitis, Lord. Oh, pain in the shoulders, in the neck, thyroid problems, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name, nothing in the breast, Lord, fibroid tumor, Lord, prostate problems, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn tide, under high sea, in the name of Jesus, eye problems, the ears and the nose, I see. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Touch, Holy Spirit. Touch. Move over these airways, Lord. Move, Lord. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Oh, stomach problem, digestive problem, colon problem. In the name of Jesus, back problem, I see. Hip problem, yeah, I see. Knee problem, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Leg problem, I see. I see. Oh, you have trouble in your, with your feet, Lord. Under the I see in the name of Jesus. Under the high soul. In the I see in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Come in the room, Lord, where they are. Come in the room, Father, for how they, where they listen to me. Come in the room over the airways. Let your anointing flow. Let your anointing flow over the airways, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the I see in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord, that blood pressure. Regulate the blood pressure. Regulate the low blood pressure. Regulate the high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus. Bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it up, Father. In the name of Jesus. Cholesterol. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Under our soul. In the name of Jesus. Under the, I see tumors everywhere. Tumors, dissolve tumors, dissolve tumors. Now I see in the name of Jesus. I see. Oh God, work on lawsuits, Lord. People have trouble trying to get lawsuit, Lord. Their money, trying to get their money. Let their money loose, their money, loose money, loose money, Father. In the name of Jesus, loose money over the airways, Father. In the name of Jesus, some people got their money all tied up. Loose it. Satan, take your hands off. Take your hands off the money. Take your hands off the prosperity. And then I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let healing, let prosperity come forth. Let healing, oh Lord, come forth. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, these different ministries, Lord, of you, Lord. Send money to the different ministries. Bless the different ministries, Lord. Your ministry, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Send finances their way, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch hard. Touch my hand. And see, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless these. Bless the blood closure, Lord. People about to lose their home, about to be put out their apartment. Intervene, Holy Spirit. Intervene. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way. Oh, let it come. Bless it come from the north, south, east, and west. In the name of Jesus. Let them stretch out in you, Lord. Let them stretch out in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take control, Father. In the name of Jesus, take control. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Above, we need a word
Tennessee, yes, Lord. Oh, get a prayer through. I want to get a prayer through. Lord, Lizzie, you're going through. So many of you all going through. You're going through. We're going to pray against this devil. We're going to pray. Some of y'all haven't had prayer. You're sick in your body. Some of y'all might be listening to me for the first time. But God put me on the ass to pray. You're going to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me to pray. Give me anoint the words that come out of my mouth. Give me what to pray for, how to pray. Anoint me to pray, Lord. Anoint me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me stretch out in you, Lord. Let me stretch out in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your power, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let any flesh be glorified, Lord. But you gotta give you the glory and give you the honor. You touch on the sound of my voice, Lord. They're going through all kinds of problems, all kinds of ailments in the name of Jesus. Those migraine headaches, having headaches, don't know why they're having headaches, whatever the cause of those headaches. I come against that spirit and then I see in the name of Jesus. I come against those headaches, whatever the cause of it. I turn it back from which it came from in the name of Jesus. Deliver the migraine headaches, Father. The headaches In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch the body, Lord. You see the body, you made the body, you made them, you made the body, you made the blood vessel, you made the heart muscle, you made, Lord, the stomach muscle, you made, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you made the body, and you know what the, what it takes to heal, heal those. But heal the body, Lord. Heal the body. Heal the eyes from crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Touch that body. Anointing, Lord, Holy Ghost, touch. Touch that body. Touch those back problems, those back ailments, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, put things back together again, Lord. So digestion system, the intestines, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, muscle, the muscles, Lord, in that sea. Strain the muscle been strained in the name of Jesus. Oh, let healing, let the sweating in the body, let the sweating go down, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, name of Jesus, touch, under, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let them feel your anointing, Lord. Let them feel you, Lord. Let them feel the anointing, Lord. Anoint me to go over the prayer with the airways. Anoint me to pray, Father. Anoint me to pray. Anoint me to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus. Get a hold to me. Get a hold to me. Get a hold to me, Lord. Let me pray, Lord. Let me pray, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So under her seat. Let me pray to you, Lord. Under her soul. Healing needs to take place, Lord. Over the airways. Under her soul. Healing needs to take place, Father. They need to feel your anointing. They need to feel your power, Father, in the name of Jesus. They need to feel you, Lord, under the high sea. They need to feel you, Lord, under the high soul, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow. Let the anointing flow, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the atmosphere, in the name of Jesus, under the high soul, in the high soul, in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing flow. Over this highway, let the anointing flow. Your anointing, Lord, under your feet, in your soul, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you. It's God good. God good. God good. My Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Praise God. Praise God. He's good. He's good. He's good. All the time. He's good all the time. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want deliverance to take place over the airway. You're sick in your body. I know you're sick. I know you're sick. Yes, you're sick. So many of you all listen to me and you're sick in your body. Don't care what type of title you got, what name you, what's your name, you sick. You sick. Don't care how much money you got, you sick. And how much money you don't have, you still sick. Anyway, Jesus, you need healing. We want healing to take place over this airway. We want deliverance to take place over this airway in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. I know, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch. On the sound of my voice. Oh, you touch, you touch, you touch. You touch dialysis. Those on dialysis. Those who got liver problems. Oh, the liver. The cirrhosis of the liver. I come against that spirit. That spirit in the name of Jesus. They're on dialysis. They take some of them. They taking chemo. Oh, God, heal and deliver. Heal. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. They own kidney dialysis. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, regulate the heart, the heart, the heart problem, the heaven heart problem. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, the acid, having acid reflux, Father. In the name of Jesus, sinus problem, ear problem. Oh, God, heal the little. On the side of my voice, Father, say to take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Touch, touch. As my voice go over the airway, touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Set them free, set them free. Oh, God. Depressing, some of them depressed. Depressing spirit. I come against that depressing spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. That mental problem in the name of Jesus. Get in the head, Holy Ghost. Get in the head. Regulate the mind. Regulate their thoughts, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. If the devil can do it, you can do it too. You can do it, Lord. You made us. You made us. You made us. You got our power in your hand. You got our power, Father, in the name of Jesus. Release it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost. I release it in the name of Jesus over these airways, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. People going through with all kind of ailments, all type of problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know, Lord, let your anointing, Lord, let it break every yoke that's not like you. That listen to me on this broadcast, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your anointing. Let them feel your Holy Ghost. Just let them feel you, Lord. It's not me. Oh, but the Christ is in me. In the name of Jesus, move. Move over that way. Move over that way. Move, Lord. Set free and deliver. Set free and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in our seat. In the name of Jesus, take control. Take control of this broadcast. Holy Ghost, take control of this broadcast. Take control. Yeah, I see. In the name of Jesus. Take control, name of Jesus, of this broadcast. Let your anointing flow. Take control of this broadcast, Father. In the name of Jesus, set the people free. Under the feet, in the soul, under the soul. Oh, dissolve tumor, cancerous tumors, Father. In the name of Jesus, I see. Oh, God, let your spirit have the right away over this airways, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for the people, to pray, Lord, to pray. Oh, to pray, Father, to pray, Lord. Anoint me to pray, anoint me to pray. Oh, God, your way. Anoint me to pray your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Move, move over this airways. Move, Father. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the problems. Whatever they're going through with, touch that problem. Touch it, touch it. Oh, the very corner of it, in the name of Jesus. The very root of that condition, the very root of that problem. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Touch the very root of it, the very cause of it, Father, in the name of Jesus. The very cause, under the I see. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jahanahato, in the name of Jesus. Touch, move, move, Holy Spirit. You move, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, oh God. Name of Jesus, oh, sister. In the name of Jesus, you move, you move. You move in these different circumstances. You move, Lord. Set free, set free, set free, set free, set free. Name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
You look so much better when you're
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you're
Come on, Cleveland.
happy, then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I'll see you. My.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all want some more of that?
Exactly.
Are y'all sure y'all want some more of that?
My God. Yes, Lord. What did y'all do? Send another son, praise the Lord.
My.
At this point, I don't care who's looking at me. Because I've been going through.
Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah. At the altar. My God, my God. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. I'm trying to get off of the altar. Yes, Lord. Yes. Dealing with the homeless. Yes, he's praying for the homeless today. We spotlight the homeless people. The homeless. See, and then too, those that are not in that predicament, those of you all that have roof over your head and a faith to stay, thank your God. We take things for granted. Thank your God. You got a roof over your head. You're not outdoors on the bottom. You're not outdoors for the wintertime. You're not outdoors in the summertime. You got air conditioning that's beyond them. Most of you, some of you do, those that do, but you and some don't. But you got a fan, but you got a roof over your head, praise the Lord. But what about those homeless people? In the wintertime, in the summertime, it's hot out there in the summer, and it's cold in the winter. You know how you feel? Shoot, you be outside, getting in your car, you riding the bus, you're all wrapped up. But see, you're going to be out for a little while, but you're going to go into somewhere to get warm in a little while. But when you go home, you're going to be wrapping up. Ooh. It's cold out there. Come in that door, shut that door, turn that heat up, else turn it on, and get yourself warm by the fire, or else get the house warm. The more than the notion. What about the one that don't have a place to come to? Don't have anywhere to go. Anywhere to go. Y'all just thinking that. This person doesn't have anywhere to go. And it's summertime, it's hot, it's wintertime, and it's cold. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Homeless. Think about that. Put in your mind, how can you survive out there? Homeless, nowhere to go. My God, my God. And we don't even have compassion, can't even pray for them. We like to look out, turn our nose down at the homeless people. Oh, we turn our nose down at them. Or else up one, nose, we turn our nose down up. Oh, my God. But thank the Lord, by the grace. By the grace of God, you're not in this predicament. By the grace, by his grace now. Like I said at the beginning of this broadcast, you know where you've been, but you don't know where you're going. You don't know. One day you might be homeless one day. You might need a place to stay. You might need a roof over your head. One day, be careful now. Be careful how you take this thing. Be careful. You don't have to talk about the homeless people. You always have to down them and talk down to them and this and that. Be careful. But you know what you put out, that's what you get. That's what's going to come back to you. You plant good seed, your seed going to come up. If you plant bad seed going to come up. And that's the problem a lot of times we're going through, because we done planted some bad seed and it just coming up. You got to reap what you sow. No compassion for these people. No compassion for these homeless people. They are human beings, too. They God-tearing, too. God love them. My God. We don't have a compassion for them. Laugh at them. You know, some of them about to run them down sometimes, those that like to get in our way or stand on the corner. You know? Yeah, some of them don't need to be out there. But who are you? Who are you to say this? You don't know what? What caused them to be out there? What about yourself? By the grace of God, you have a place to stay. It's by God's grace, that's all. His grace. By his grace that I got a place to stay. By his grace. I know. My God. It's hard. Something you had to, but you had to stay in the Lord. It's hard now. My God, that's why, like I said before, that's why a lot of sin take place, because for some women got to second with some man because she don't have a place to stay. So she doesn't have a place to stay. And more than no, she's been put out there on the street, nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Oh, nowhere to go. My God, can't you just feel it? Can't you just feel it? Suppose you just put yourself in that shape. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to stay. Just think about it. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to stay. No roof over your head. You're out. My God. My God. And men want to, if you're a woman, men want to use you. If you don't have a place to stay, they want to use you. Oh, yes, they want to use you. They want to use you. My God. My God. But not having the children, my Lord. The little children look so, they look so pitiful. They look so, well, you know, getting AIDS and they, you know, to get, no children with this. Yeah, I know children will get support from the government and everything. But you got to have one thing about it, you got to have an address where to come to. You know, so it's a lot, you know, with children, they have an outlet because the government would help them. Sometimes people would help their little children. But when those without children, you know, they just, well, and this and that and this and that and this and that on drugs and stuff. Yeah, don't do. But you, have you prayed for them to get off of drugs? No, I know, like I said before, they begin this broadcast. Yeah, you right. You had to put them out of the house and they're on drugs. Because they will steal everything you got and send it to the drug dealer. Yeah, they will. You be out though. Got to hide everything. Put up everything. So they steal it. You got to take your keys from them. So they will get to come back. And the next thing you know, when you come home, everything in your house is gone. You be just like a house when your friends move in. It be empty. Shoo. I know what you're talking about. That's the truth. And it's the truth. Y'all, you don't know I'm telling the truth. You can't trust these folks on drugs. I know you can't. Just have to pray for them. They don't play. Yeah, that's why sometimes I know somebody, I'm homeless because they're on drugs. Pray for them. But what I'm saying is pray for them and have compassion. Is that too much to ask? Pray for them and have compassion. But some of y'all don't have that. That's the problem. That's the point I'm trying to emphasize. You don't have compassion, and you're not praying for them. But Jesus love you just like he loved them. But yet you want somebody to pray for you when you get in trouble. But you want all the attention your way when you're going through. What about that man or that woman on the street corner? My Lord, for every reason, pray for them. That God would save. Pray for them. God would turn their heart to him. Pray for them. God would make a way out of no way. My Lord, my Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah. My God, my God. Yeah. Uh-huh. My God, my God. You see, you play this on Lord, make a way. Oh, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, and I was thinking about this event, Bill Harris. I don't have a 6 minute, a little bit over 5 minutes before I be off the air. But I was just thinking is about the homeless. And you know, we're talking about homeless. You know, when you don't pay your rent, like most times they give you 5 days. If you're late, they give you 5 days before you have to pay the late charge. Or else 5 days plus late charges. After that, they give you 5 days, I think, and you don't have to pay. You know, before you pay late charges. And suppose you know they said 3 months before they put you out completely. Okay. Suppose they change where you be out where it changed so where you be missed 1 month of rent. You don't know that month you don't pay that rent. Suppose they put you out after you miss one month. How would you feel? Because some of us, you know what, we'd be late every month paying our rent. We'd be late every month paying our house note. Now, where would it be if they say, well, you out, or if you miss 1 month, you out? Some of us wouldn't have a place to stay. We'd be homeless, too. How that sound to you? You'd be homeless, too. But they give you 3 months before they just ask to put you out, they said. But in some apartment, the lease go from month to month. So they can put you out, you know, the lease go from 1 month to month. You get out, you know, if you don't pay your rent in 1 month, then they put you out, whatever the way the law is. But I know, they put you out 1 month. They put you out, you know, the lease. You sign a lease. Some people sign a lease for 6 months in a year. Some of them, in some of these departments, a lease from month to month. So really, if you don't pay your rent in 1 month, they can put you out, whatever way the law is. But suppose they be bad on you, put you out after you miss one payment, 1 month of rent, or one house note, put you out those. And you know, like I said, some of them be late every month paying our rent, we be late every month paying our house note, and we be every month paying our car note. Talk to me. And yet we gonna turn our nose up at the homeless person. Without a place to stay. And by the grace of God, you want some of us just 1 inch from being homeless. I would say we just 1 notch from being homeless. Nowhere to go. I hear one boy was talking about, I was saying, talking to one fella, and he was saying, he was checking out with this lady, you know, his girlfriend. And he said something. He said, well, you know, I got to take it easy because, you know, I need a place to stay. You know what I mean? But he's saying, if she put me out and I don't have a job, I got to take it easy. Because, you know, I can't rock the boat too much because she will put me out. You know, we women, we will put these men out and make us mad even though we let them come back. But we're going to put them out now. Some of us going to put them out when they start acting up. We're going to put them out, but we're not taking back. We're going to put them out. You know, you don't have nowhere to go. What a notion. You don't have nowhere to go. Whoa. You know, people talk to you so cool, so bad. But you know, you can't. They can't stay here. You know, and I'm not telling. You know, you're not on drugs or anything. You just, you know, situation came when you and your wife got into it, or your girlfriend or whatever. You need a place to stay. But he can't stay here. He can't stay. You know, they come to business. That they taking them a long time before they leave. You know, well, he can't stay here. He can't stay here, and they put you out. Where do they go? They got to find somewhere to go. You know how we do? Well, he can't stay here. He can't spend the night here. Oh, yeah, you know. Life is something. It is something else. Life is something else. We're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless the people, Lord. The stiffness in the joint. The stiffness, Lord. Come get the stiffness in the joint, the stiffness in the hand, in the fingers, in the name of Jesus. I come against that stiffness. The stiffness, they have a back problem, the back problem. The stiffness, the hurting, the pain in the back, in the name of Jesus. Pain in the hip, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The stiffness, they get up, the stiffness. Oh, arthritis, come against arthritis and rheumatism. Oh, a rheumatoid arthritis. But come against it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal and deliver, Lord. Set free, Lord. Set free, set free, set free. Set free, Lord. Ah, in it I see. In the name of Jesus, set free. Set free, set free in the name of Jesus. Set free, set free, set free. Oh, Lord, work a miracle. Work a miracle, work a miracle. So many need a miracle, a supernatural miracle, a supernatural miracle. Oh, I don't know which way they're coming from, but God, send a miracle. Send a miracle to them, Father. They need a miracle. They need a miracle, Father. A financial miracle in the name of Jesus. They need a miracle, Father. They need jobs. They need their rent paid. They need a house note paid. Send a miracle. They wait. Send a financial miracle. Send a blessing. They wait, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch, Lord. Touch. Touch and save. Save and deliver and set free. Get in those homes with those children. Save those children, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. Bring peace in that home. Bring peace in that home. In the name of Jesus. Ah, save that household. Save the head. Save the husband. Save the wife and save the children. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's salvation. Come over to the airways, Lord. I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch, touch. Under household. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Under the IC, move in our behalf. Move, Father. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move. Holy Ghost, move. Under the IC. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.